It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Anytime you miss a part of the show, you can always hit the Radio Rewind app or podcast will be on eventually. Great information from Danny Welniak in Kansas City, where they are in the midst of probably the last day of OTAs here in this third week. Mandatory minicamp next week for most teams, although the Houston Texans canceled theirs. Maybe a little bit more on that in a moment. But where are we with the Chiefs? Because clearly there are more questions. Now look, they're still the team to beat. And not just in the AFC West, Jacob. I still think they're the team to beat in the AFC. Now, everybody's trying to get better.
Yep.
And the Chiefs themselves are trying to get better. But when you get to a certain peak, that like the Chiefs did at the end of winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago, it's hard to continue to build, and I think that the Chiefs have found that, whether it's financial considerations, long-term contracts that make it more difficult to add pieces, the normal rate of attrition, guys being happy with their deals just because there's a Super Bowl hangover and things of that nature. Now, all of a sudden, there's a little fraying of the edges. Nothing big, but a little bit of a change that you have to deal with for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think Danny hit them all on the concerns.
Right.
I think it's the secondary. I think it's the offensive line. And I do think that the pass rush gets overlooked some because of the names there, but it doesn't perform to the level it needs to. I worry about the combination of that lack of a pass rush and potential losses in the secondary. The O-line, I think, because of what happened last year and what we saw play out and, you know, how Mahomes was running for his life a lot and obviously magnified in the Super Bowl, that is a concern. And then they came out and they did, you know, seemingly a fantastic job of rebuilding and redoing that line. And then we get the Kyle Long news today. And Kyle Long, you know, kind of tweeting about the injury, And basically that he wants to get back and he's been doing everything he needs to do. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, you hope, is still ready to go and can just jump right back into the level he was, but he took a year off. That could be a good thing. It maybe couldn't be a good thing. We'll have to see there. Right now, I think they have the depth, but to see, you know, that already take a hit, that line on June 10th, is a little bit troubling, certainly. And I think... if there was a gap between the Chiefs and the rest of the AFC, do you feel like, because I think I do feel this way, that the gap is less so between them and, you know, say the Titans, the Bills, the Ravens,
I think it's narrowing.
I think so too. And that's going to happen. I mean, there was no way around that. That's just going to happen because that's the way the league is designed to work. I still think the Chiefs are the favorite. I think the gap is closing. So what do we do? Injuries are always going to be the ultimate equalizer and contracts and salary caps. I don't know. And Sammy Watkins, look, Who's the number two as well? Travis Kelce's one and Tyreek Hill's two or interchange them. But when Watkins was on the field, it did make a difference for that offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they replicate that and replace that. I'm not sure what that answer is. But I do think as we look to early season and offseason storylines, that's certainly one to watch.
The Chiefs, I think, probably will have some competition in the division, at least from the LA Chargers. I don't think that the Raiders and the Broncos are to that point, pending any kind of change at quarterback for the Broncos. Then that might alter the narrative a little bit. But I do think the Chargers can compete. A lot of things would have to go well for them, but I think the Chargers have the type of personnel that can compete with the Chiefs.
I do too. I think the Chargers, really, if they stay healthy, have the kind of personnel that compete with anybody. That team last year was missing its two top defensive players. I couldn't tell you the last time they had a healthy offensive line. I mean, the Chargers have a chance to be great, like great, great. And I don't think if you watched them last year and how many close games they let slip through the cracks and all the things, you know, that happened to that team. And I don't, you know, who knows how a new coach comes in and does, but Derwin James and Joey Bosa weren't on that team last year.
No.
And I think didn't Melvin Ingram get hurt at some point too? I can't even remember anymore.
Did.
Team is the most snake bitten by injury ever outside of maybe San Francisco last year. So yeah, I think they got a chance to,
Got a quarterback there. You've got a quarterback, and it's not.
It would appear so. I mean,
yes.
Year two, we'll find out. But boy, was he good last year! My goodness, and
absolutely.
I didn't see that coming, by the way, at all. Not that I thought Justin Herbert wasn't going to be good. I just didn't know what to think. I certainly wasn't expecting one of the best rookie seasons, if not the best of all time.
Well, the thing that makes him interesting now is that there is enough example of play to look at him and say, I don't think that you can say, well, now we've got a book on him, because he played enough last year, and these coaching staffs get books on players very, very quickly. And if you've got four or five games of video that you can look at, you can get a pretty good understanding of what this guy is. Well, what this guy is a playmaker. And I think that there was more than enough of what we saw from him a year ago to think, probably doesn't back up in year number two. And to count on him backing up in year number two is probably a fool's errand, because he has the skill set. He can deliver, and he can run the ball, and he appears to be a guy that an offense can rally around. He appears to be the next. If we already believe that Josh Allen is ahead of him in this regard, that he has lived up to expectation, is now beginning to exceed them, I think Justin Herbert might be the next guy on that path.
Yeah,
I think he's really good.
I don't think there's any question that what we saw last year would have you as excited about him as any other young quarterback in football. You know, quarterback, of course, as we circle it back to the Chiefs, they've got the best not only in the division but the NFL. And I liked what you brought up with Danny, in that they sort of rely on Mahomes to just mask any deficiencies that they have.
Right.
But the Super Bowl told us you can't do that in this league. And I think the example of, you got to be careful with that, because Aaron Rodgers was that guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they got one. They have one. He has one Super Bowl.
Yep.
And that's part of why he's so frustrated right now, is because he hasn't liked the direction that, you know, the front office has taken sometimes to try and help them win again. And not that the Chiefs are comparable, because I think the Chiefs are doing everything that they can to win. And certainly always looking to provide protection and weaponry for Patrick Mahomes. But you just can't take that for granted. Aaron Rodgers is a transcendent generational quarterback,
yes,
too. Patrick Mahomes is that now. Aaron Rodgers has been that and was that last year, quite frankly, and it still wasn't enough. The NFL isn't a league where one guy can do it all to a Super Bowl. One guy can keep you relevant, I think, at that position, no matter what the what else is on the roster. But one guy can't win you a Super Bowl. And well, they have to protect Mahomes, which I think they've obviously tried to do. And they have to, you know, they're going to have to play a little defense to win a Super Bowl. And I'm not sure I think the defense as it stands today is as good as the defense that won a Super Bowl. So those are questions that have to be answered through preparation, through young players coming in and having an impact like Snead did last year. What a revelation he was. You got to have those guys, and we'll see, because that's going to be a big part of it. I think that there are teams in the AFC that will that have better defenses than the Chiefs. I don't think there's any doubt about that among the contenders. So can you make up enough of that gap offensively? I think some of the gap is closing offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think the Chiefs are the team to beat in the AFC. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, like, you know, sure, there's as much cause for concern as there is any team that is a contending team right now.
Yeah, but there are three teams now that you can look at. Whereas at this time a year ago, I think we sat here saying Chiefs are the team to beat, end of conversation. I still think that they're the team to beat, but you can make an argument for Buffalo. You can make an argument for Tennessee that they're getting better. They're not getting worse. They're getting better. Need to get better. You can make an argument about the Chargers in Los Angeles. There are teams out there that you can look at now in the AFC and say, okay, yeah, maybe so. Maybe that's a point of contention. Maybe that's a point of caution. Now, look, we gave Buffalo a chance. We gave them a puncher's chance last year, better than a puncher's chance. I don't think the Bills are going to get any worse. I think that we all agree that Josh Allen probably gets better as a quarterback, doesn't he?
Will he be better than he was last year? He's a curious case because he made such a jump last year that I don't know how to answer
that question.
Oh,
it'd be incremental now. He's to the point now where it's more incremental.
I think I love Josh Allen and his game. I think the possibility very much exists that last year was peak Josh Allen. And if they get last year all the time, they would love it. They would absolutely love that. But that was a huge jump for him from what we've seen in the past. And what was odd about it is all of a sudden he became an accurate passer. Guys almost never improve in that area at the NFL level. And he did. Credit to him. But I do think a world exists where he regresses. I absolutely think that's possible. We've seen quarterbacks all the time regress. Lamar Jackson regressed. And elite quarterbacks regress like that. And we see peaks. And then it's whether they can get back to that level. I don't know on Josh Allen. He's a curious one. I'm as interested in his season this year as just about any player in the NFL.
All right, when we continue, we'll be back with a little OTD on this day in sports history. It is June 10th. It happened on this day. A couple of interesting issues, maybe, and a couple of birthdays of note, and a couple of things to clean up with perhaps some baseball and the NBA as well. As we head down the stretch on this Thursday edition Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.